WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6, 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. At least two members of the College Station City Council are concerned about possible violations of city ordinances regarding housing rentals. John Nichols raised the issue at the council's last regular meeting.
An opportunity here that the market is driving, and I understand that, but I don't believe that it's right to do it.
Steve Aldrich says there is more than illegal housing rentals.
I've had some concerns expressed to me by some people about people actually marketing how they can set up a game day parking for your residential neighborhood or parking lot.
City Manager Kelly Templin told the council staff was already aware of the issues and they will compose a report for the governing body. The Bryan City Council unanimously agreed this week to look into annexing land around Texas A&M's Rellis campus. City Manager Keene Register responded to Mike Sutherland's request for more information.
So we would need to bring back council a map, yes, and show the area, and I wouldn't, amen, suggest that we annex Rellis because there's nothing to be gained by doing that.
Unless they have commercial stuff on
there. Well, and I'm told they're not. Yeah. So I think we need to bring back to council a map that shows potential areas, yeah, that we could annex and the number of properties that involves and any other kind of information.
Yeah. A staff update is scheduled during the council's second meeting in October. Texas A&M Police are holding presentations to help faculty, staff, and students better understand the new campus carry law.
What's legal or illegal about breaking concealment? What's the right thing to do or the legal thing to do about securely storing weapons? And then there's a lot of questions about what to do if you see someone else break concealment.
Chris Meyer, Assistant Vice President for Safety and Security, says they also discuss how to interpret new signage and how to apply for signage prohibiting firearms in specific locations. Meyer says presentations geared towards students will be given throughout the month of September, but more specifically, there will be a campus-wide presentation on September 13th during Campus Safety Awareness Week. Just before 8 last night, College Station Police responded to the 1800 block of Brothers Boulevard off Longmire for a robbery. According to the report, the victim said someone showed a gun and demanded property. During the investigation, officers learned the suspects and victims met during a drug transaction. The suspects, 23-year-old Christopher Jackson of Caldwell and 25-year-old Donald Evans of College Station, were found and arrested for armed robbery and possession of marijuana. Bryan Broadcasting is in its 15th season as the flagship radio stations of Texas A&M football. Yesterday, a 5-year contract extension was announced with A&M and the university's multimedia rights holder, Learfield.
It's really an exciting day for us to extend our relationship with Bryan Broadcasting. And just been tremendous partners for many, many years.
A&M Senior Associate Athletics Director Jason Cook says the extension goes through 2021. This week's rain and historic flooding in Louisiana is a reminder of the flooding some local residents experienced earlier this year. When preparing an emergency plan for you and your family, Leah White from Aggieland Humane Society says don't forget about your pets.
Encouraging those microchips so that if you cannot get back to your home, but then at some point in time somebody can get your pets out so we know what direction they need to be going in. That's why, again, put people other than yourself on your microchip just in case for some reason we can't get a hold of you, and let that person know.
White says the Humane Society does have plans on how and where to house pets for both a small and local emergency and a larger scale disaster like Hurricane Katrina. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 77 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, then the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine is where you'll want your business. Brazos Valley Bride, a 148-page publication, also available on our interactive website, brazosvalleybride.com, makes local bridal businesses more visible and successful. It's where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to you. Contact Sam Jones at sam@bryanbroadcasting.com to reserve your space today.
Good morning at 6:10. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
Sluggish weather pattern holds up not only today, but through the upcoming weekend. More clouds today. Sun may peek through here and there. There's the chance for a shower or a storm, 90. Mostly cloudy through the overnight, 75. Mostly cloudy day tomorrow with the threat of showers and thunderstorms, primarily through the afternoon, highs close to 90. Clouds tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy with a threat for showers and thunderstorms Sunday, high Sunday near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor for your Aggie football report. Bryan Broadcasting remains the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics.
Whoop.
The Astros hit a five-game skid as they fall to the Orioles, and Rio police aren't buying Ryan Lochte's story. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's probably no good place for this story, so I figure we'll just do it now.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the political season, of course.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, really. No idea. I know.
I hadn't noticed.
Donald Trump like you've never seen him before. Life-size naked statues of the Republican presidential nominee have greeted passersby in New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle, Cleveland. All yesterday.
I unfortunately saw this story and it did come with a picture caption.
Yeah, that's the problem. An activist collective called In Decline, which has spoken out against Mr. Trump before in a statement, the collective said the hope is that Trump, the former host of The Apprentice reality TV show, is never installed in the most powerful and political military position in the world. I don't know how correct it is, but, I mean, it's this 70-year-old guy standing there.
Yeah.
And again, and I don't, you know, and can you just put that on a public street? Don't you have to probably get permission to do that?
Certainly there's some sort of, I don't know, decency. I mean, I guess. I mean, I guess the slippery slope, you start doing that too much, and when do we start covering up the Statue of David, right?
Yeah, well, it's just, well, but that is a work of art, first of all. It's a classic, okay?
Yeah.
But I mean, you can't just kind of put that out there, I don't think.
Where was it? San Francisco?
Oh, yes.
You can put whatever you want out there,
Scott. Yeah, I guess that's probably right. The other thing is, though, I mean, if you think about it, would you want to see a naked Hillary?
No.
I mean, I figure it's equal.
Equal rights.
Oh. Yeah.
Close the gap.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Yeah. Info.
Mation. Okay, again, we 6:13, we've done away with that story.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Everyone's right. Just waking up, and they're like, what?
What did we do?
Am I still dreaming?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that was a nightmare.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Good morning, 6:14. The Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we go. It's Friday.
Friday.
Yep. Woo! It's August the 19th. It's day 232. Got 134 of them to go. It's National Aviation Day, World Humanitarian Day, Photography Day, Men's Grooming Day. There's a lot of stigma around the old male grooming thing. But in today's society, it's simply not acceptable. It says it's not acceptable to be scruffy. Scruffy is very
what?
Much
scruffy
in.
Scruffy is so in.
Yeah, I was going to say, who wrote that?
Thing. Yeah, automatically, you've got like 2-day growth. You know, that's an all right thing. All right, we got some birthdays.
We got so many birthdays for all this whole weekend. Yeah. Then I didn't even get finished editing the Saturday and Sunday. All so right. Basically, if I don't recognize the name when it comes to Saturday and Sunday, I'm not going to say it.
Right. There.
Bill Clinton today, though, is 70.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, never mind.
Let's move past that.
Yeah,
John Stamos is 53, of course.
I didn't realize then, just 2 days before his birthday, 10 years ago, he was talking about what it It is.
I didn't realize that either. You're talking about Bill Clinton, of course, not John Stamos.
No.
John Stamos is 53 today. Yeah. Jonathan Frakes is 64. He was a Commander Riker on Star Trek. And here's the thing. I got to do all these Star Trek here because otherwise Mr. Downs would kill me.
Sure,
so.
Of course we do.
Diana Muldar is 78. She was Dr. Pulaski on Star Trek Next Generation. Okay. And like I said, I don't usually do people who've passed away, but Gene Roddenberry's birthday today.
Yeah.
Again, had to do that or else Mr. Downs, you know, I'd be out of here tomorrow.
Okay.
Or Monday. Matthew Perry is 47 today.
Chandler
Bing. Leanne Womack is 50.
Oh, good singer.
Yeah. Kira Sedgwick is 51, the closer.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Dillon is 51. That's Matt Dillon's younger brother, and he was also on Entourage.
Okay.
Peter Gallagher is 61. You would recognize him. He's the guy with the eyebrows.
Yes.
A lot of character. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stuff. Uh-huh.
John Deacon is 65, bases for Queen. Tipper Gore, 68 today.
Well, hey.
Pretty cool.
He's rich.
Yeah, very rich. Gerald McRaney is 69 from Simon and Simon and Major Dad. He's also on House of Cards now. Ian Gillan is 71. That's Deep Purple's lead singer. Johnny Nash is 76.
You can see clearly now.
Now that the rain is gone.
Uh-huh.
And Ginger Baker is 77. That's the drummer for Cream.
Oh, yeah. Okay, kind of a guy who lives nearby here. Clay Walker's 47.
Ah.
Hey.
Yeah. Eddie Raven. 72, real name Garvin Futch, so he went with Eddie Raven.
Probably a good change.
Yeah, probably sounds a little bit. You didn't have Nate Dogg.
And I didn't have Nate Dogg.
And you didn't have Romeo.
Yeah, I must have missed those.
Yeah, that's all right. That's fine. Jill St. John, 76. And Mary Matlin, she's the conservative who's married to James Carville, who's a liberal. Kind of different.
Weird.
Anyway, she's 63. And you mentioned people who have passed away. Philo Farnsworth needs to be mentioned because he's the guy who invented TV.
That's pretty important.
Wow.
While he was still in high school.
Wow.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Just didn't make much money off it. And now dead, but living proof at the time that even a former United States senator could try to rip you off with reverse mortgages. Fred Thompson would have been 74 today. Tomorrow is National Radio Day. Woohoo!
Yay!
And we don't have to work. I like it even better.
Of course we get it off. Awesome.
Okay, now what if you have something good and then you really kind of mess it up with chocolate? That doesn't happen very often.
No.
But you can mess stuff up with chocolate?
Personal opinion, chocolate pecan pie day.
Why do you
have to do that?
I just don't like pecan pie anyway.
Oh, is that right? Okay,
yeah,
well then.
Not a big fan.
Okay, it's lemonade day.
Okay.
Which will not go with chocolate pecan pie very well. National Honeybee Day as well, and birthdays of
Demi Lovato is 24, very famous.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Garfield is 33. It says here he aged out of the Spider-Man movies, but
he was just replaced.
He just wasn't good. Yeah. Amy Adams is 42.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Jonathan K. Kwan is 45. I mentioned him because he's the kid from Goonies and Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom.
Sure.
The guy, the booby traps kid.
Okay. Yeah.
Fred Durst is 46 from Limp Bizkit from back in the day. James Marsters is 54. He was Brainiac on Smallville, and he's been in a lot of different things. Joan Allen is 60 from Pleasantville. You would recognize her, too. She's in The Bourne Supremacy and The Bourne Ultimatum.
Mm-hmm.
Al Roker is 62.
Weather dude.
Yep, weather guy. Rudy Gatlin from the Gatlin Brothers, 64 today.
Uh-huh.
Robert Plant is 68.
Okay, and looking every year of it.
Definitely. Meanwhile, Connie Chung is 70 today.
Oh, wow.
Or Saturday.
Good for her.
Yeah.
And Don King, your basic boxing promoter and convicted killer, 85. And Ron Paul, who ran for president, is 81 tomorrow.
All right.
On Sunday, it's Senior Citizens Day. It's National Spumoni Day.
What's a spumoni?
Spumoni is a dessert, like a frozen dessert.
Okay.
An Italian frozen dessert. And, of course, the close of the Olympics is on Sunday as well.
Mm-hmm.
And some birthdays.
Man.
Birthdays, we got Hayden Panettiere is 27, of course. She was on Nashville and Heroes and all kinds of stuff.
No, she was the little girl from Remember the Titans.
Oh, wow.
That's where everyone really knows her from.
I didn't even realize she was. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Musgraves is 28, country singer.
Yeah.
Usain Bolt going to be turning 30 on Sunday.
Happy birthday, gold medalist. Yeah. Happy birthday.
It's so fast. Brody Jenner is 33 on Sunday.
He's kind of related to the Kardashians.
Yeah, kind of. the Winklevoss twins, Tyler and Cameron, are 35. They're the guys who sued Mark Zuckerberg for allegedly stealing Facebook.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Pretty crazy there. Let's see. Amy Fisher is going to be 42 on Sunday. We all remember her story.
Yes, we do.
Let's see. Carrie Ann Moss, 49. She was from The Matrix, and she's now on a lot of the Netflix Marvel shows like Jessica Jones. Let's see here. What else do I got? Jim McMahon is going to be 57 on Sunday. Pretty cool.
Okay.
Kim Cattrall is going to be 60. Mm-hmm. Glenn Hughes, 64. He's the bassist slash singer for Deep Purple. So that's two Deep Purples in this weekend having birthdays.
Maybe they'll celebrate
Maybe
together.
They'll have a big
Maybe they'll
party.
Have a reunion uh-huh. concert. Yeah, easy okay. now. And Kenny Rogers, 78.
All
well,
right.
parts of him.
Yeah.
Steve Casey, original AOL guy, is 58 on Sunday. And Archie Griffin, the only person to win two Heisman trophies, will be a 62 on Sunday. All right, 621.
I know parents want to send their kids to outstanding schools. Let me show you the outstanding school I go to. It's the public school not far from my house. Lots of choices academically. Highly rated and experienced teachers. I love all of the activities. My school has everything. Texas Public Schools. The closer you get, the better they look.
This message brought to you by the Texas Association of School Boards.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Louisiana is currently experiencing historic flooding. This is now being called the worst natural disaster since Superstorm Sandy. So far, 13 people are dead, over 8,000 in shelters all across the state. So what is the president's reaction to all of this? Oh, he's been playing golf, staying out on Martha's Vineyard till 1 a.m. In fact, the president was briefed on the disaster on Wednesday, and rather than change plans and visit Louisiana, well, he decided to play golf yet again. It is his eighth round of golf since arriving at the island on August the 6th. The president once blasted Bush for his unconscionable ineptitude during Hurricane Katrina. Well, where's the urgency and the outrage for the people of Louisiana now? Quote, it's time for President Barack Obama to visit the most anguished state in the union.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reese and Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reese and Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 8080. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 8080.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here, your friend at Tom Light Chevrolet. It's that time again, model year closeout time. The absolute best time of the year to save on remaining 2016 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. For example, right now get $14,000 off MSRP towards a new 2016 Silverado High Country Crew Cab equipped with four-wheel drive. That's right. $14,000 in total savings on the pickup powerful enough to tackle even the toughest jobs. Towing, hauling, off-roading, you name it, this truck does it. And with the most competitive internet pricing around at TomLight.com, you don't even have to search all over the map to find an excellent closeout deal. We've got it right here off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. So come see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The scandal-plagued entertainment and gossip site Gawker.com is ending its nearly 14-year run as a presence in cyberspace. The news of the site shuttering comes after its sale this week to Univision. The site was bankrupted by an invasion of privacy lawsuit brought by former pro wrestler Hulk Hogan. United Airlines CEO Oscar Muniz has made his first major management changes, appointing two new people to top leadership positions. The airline says Andrew Levy will serve as the new chief financial officer of United Continental Holdings and Julia Hayward as the new chief commercial officer. Harley-Davidson has reached a $15 million settlement to resolve U.S. claims that it violated air pollution laws amid growing government scrutiny of vehicle emissions on the road. As part of the deal, Harley-Davidson will stop selling super tuner devices that improved engine performance but increased engine exhaust. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Good morning, it's 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Still have a 40% chance of some showers that could show up today. Probably early, though, I would think. And it's going to warm up. We're going to get the humidity thing. Even though the air temp is not going to be that hot, we could have heat indices over 100 once again. 75 for a low tonight. Tomorrow, 20% chance of rain beginning the day. Goes to 60%. Then we'll have a 60% chance of rain on Saturday night and Sunday. High still hanging around about 90. And a chance of showers anywhere between 20 and 40% going through Tuesday. Right now, winds out of the south at 8. It is humid, 100%. Overcast skies, and we're looking at 77.
When you make a mistake, do you spend a lot of time beating yourself up over it? Why do we do that? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
We all have goals and expectations. Goals are good, but expectations can cause trouble.
Expectations are like goals that are fossilized.
So we expect ourselves to be a certain level of success. We expect ourselves to be super mom or the best dad or whatever it is.
Philip Moffitt, author of the book Emotional Chaos to Clarity.
And these expectations actually get in the way of the goals because they don't take into account all the facets of our lives. There's a drama to life, and expectations sort of ignores the truth of those dramas.
So often we beat ourselves up when we don't meet the expectations we've set for ourselves. The problem with that is...
it creates a story that you start believing about yourself that is such a negative story because you're so busy beating yourself up.
What Philip suggests is a technique called starting over. So when something goes wrong, rather than beat yourself up over it, you simply start over.
It's a critical skill, just starting over. You make your mistakes. If you focus on how you're making the mistakes, nothing changes. But if you go, oh, lost my path, getting back on it, you just start over. You don't waste your energy in self-judging or feeling sorry for yourself. You just start over.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
MSC Opus presents An Evening with Lyle Lovett and His Large Band. Saturday, August 27th, Rudder Auditorium. She's no lady. The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, Lyle Lovett. In a night guaranteed to make a memory. Tickets on sale now at MSC Box Office and MSCOpus.org. Don't miss An Evening with Lyle Lovett and His Large Band. Sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. 75 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. About 2 months from now, the Bryan City Council is scheduled to be given options for annexing land around Texas A&M's Rellis campus. At this week's meeting, City Manager Keene Register says there has been an agreement with College Station since the 1970s regarding annexation.
We don't compete with each other for ETJ. I think we're in our planning departments are both in the process of looking how it would go out both south, east, and west. But we don't compete for that area. It's pretty much designated in every case where our ETJ is headed for the long term, where their ETJ is headed.
Mike Sutherland proposed the look into annexation after hearing about the A&M system's $150 million investment.
A&M doesn't pay tax. They drive all the around there. So I think if we can control it, I'm not a guy, but it seems to me that if we can control the area around there before somebody else gets to it, then we'll be much better off in terms of taxes.
Register does not recommend annexing Rellis, telling Sutherland there are no plans for commercial development that could generate property tax revenue for the city. Some Texas A&M faculty and staff have had the opportunity to sit in on a presentation about the new campus carry law, which went into effect on August 1st.
Our message is to sort of go over the laws and the rules that the university has passed to be in compliance with the laws.
Chris Meyer, Assistant Vice President for Safety and Security, says UPD's presentations explain what is legal or illegal about breaking concealment, how to interpret signage, and how to request a gun-free area.
For specific offices, for specific laboratories, research programs, there are criteria that the president has set out that he would consider approving.
Meyer says a campus-wide presentation will be held on September 13th during Campus Safety Awareness Week. For more information, visit upd.tamu.edu. As we get closer to the start of the Texas A&M football season, the College Station City Council is hearing about possible violations of local ordinances related to residential parking and housing rentals. At the council's last regular meeting, Steve Aldridge says he's been told about companies contacting homeowners about game parking on their lawns.
Effectively run a business by, there's been kind of some mass solicitation that's gone out to people about, hey, we'll come in and set up your, how you make some money on game day for parking at your location.
John Nichols wants to know how staff is handling complaints.
And whether or not there are ordinances being
existing ordinances that are being broken with respect to operating a business in residential neighborhoods. And I'm not referring to bed and breakfasts that are registered by the city.
Nichols says the issue also includes Parents Weekend and other major A&M events. City Manager Kelly Templin says the council will receive a report of what staff is doing in those areas. Since 1922, WTAW has stood for Watch the Aggies Win. For the last 15 years, we have been the flagship for Texas A&M football. Bryan Broadcasting's relationship with A&M Athletics will continue through 2021.
I think WTAW is synonymous with Aggie Athletics, and it's historical for our community, but it's also very special, too.
Comments from A&M Senior Associate Athletics Director Jason Cook followed the announcement of a five-year extension of Bryan Broadcasting's contract as the Aggies radio flagship.
Well, I think it continues the great work that Ben Downs and the team has done for many, many years. You know, I don't think that you're going to see any difference in what we've been doing. It's just going to be an expansion as we move forward and looking for some opportunities to give some more visibility to our great coaches and outstanding student athletes.
For the first time, you'll hear Aggie soccer play-by-play and football in Spanish. As thousands of people in Louisiana were evacuated this week due to flooding, some Bryan residents are still recovering from flood damage caused by the late May storm. With everything else to consider during a tragedy, have you ever thought about people's pets?
Smaller, localized thing. Our shelter can absorb a lot. Like if it was just a particular subdivision and there was flooding, or, you know, we've had gas leaks in some subdivisions or whatever it is, and they can absorb that, you know, overnight housing to a degree. But when it comes to larger scale, yes, we have a much larger plan,
okay.
Written documents that we will use and flex off of so that we have a plan.
Aggieland Humane Society's Leah White on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says you should always microchip your pets and keep the information up to date in case you are unable to get to your house, but someone else can rescue your animals. Brazos County has lifted its burn ban for unincorporated areas of the county, a reminder that outdoor burning inside the city limits of Bryan and College Station is illegal. And Bryan Police has released photos and video of people they're looking for from an armed robbery earlier this month and a motel room burglary last winter. Online at WTAW.com, you can see the video of two men wanted after last week's holdup at Hillcrest Grocery on South College. One of the suspects, 23-year-old Trevor Dwayne Allen of College Station, was arrested yesterday. There's also a photo of a man of interest in last January's break-in at the Quality Inn. Anyone with information is asked to contact Bryan Police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 76 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
You know, when I was growing up, it was a different world. You had to do your research all manually with books and libraries and things like that. But thanks to the invention of the computer, things are a lot easier. And it is back to school time. Brad Mitchell here for Suddenlink. Your kids need that internet. They need high-speed internet so they can do their research projects and so they can make sure that all the things that they need are at their fingertips. And Suddenlink has the best internet deals that you can get. Like, for instance, 50 meg internet for just $39 a month. It's real simple. All you got to do is make the switch. Call them 877-694-9474 or visit Suddenlink.com for more information. Don't forget about unlimited data plans, incredible speed, unlimited data, and incredible prices. It's awesome. It really helps me out, I know, because I always have to stay up to date on things like pop culture and stuff like that. So that's why I need the internet, but you need it too. Give them a call, 877-694-9474, or visit Suddenlink.com today.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park,
The magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
640 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time for some weather brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we are.
It's been a while since we've had any decent amounts of sunshine. I think that's going to continue to be the case as we head into the weekend. The moisture just stuck over the region, nothing to clear it out. Clouds today, scattered showers and storms developing 90. Mostly cloudy overnight, lows will be near 75. Mostly cloudy, a chance for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, high temperatures near 90. More clouds tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Chance for showers and thunderstorms Sunday, a high of 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we're going to check in with Zach Taylor. He's got your Aggie football report. Of course, Bryan Broadcasting remaining the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics. And, of course, the Astros hit a five-game skid as they fall to the Orioles. And the police in Rio not buying Ryan Lochte's story. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, I've got a direct quote from the New York City Parks Department.
Okay.
About removing the naked statue of Donald Trump.
Okay.
NYC Parks stands firmly against any unpermitted erection in city parks, no matter how small.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
All right. Okay.
I'm sure.
You sure that's not from The Onion?
That's an official statement. Okay.
I swear.
All right. There you go. Yeah, somebody had. And you know the mayor had to be chuckling over that.
Oh, they knew what they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there you are. don't post that on our Facebook. Don't put that on our Facebook.
Oh, okay. I won't.
You know, Donald Trump probably should have said this a long time ago. Contrite as he was, he says that he regrets any damage he inflicted with his blunt rhetoric on the campaign trail.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Charlotte, North Carolina yesterday. He said, "As you know, I am not a politician. I have worked in business, creating jobs and rebuilding neighborhoods my entire adult life. I've never wanted to learn the language of the insiders, and I've never been politically correct. It takes far too much time, and I can often make it more difficult to achieve the total victory. Sometimes in the heat of the debate and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words or you say the wrong thing. I've done that, and I regret it, particularly where it may have caused personal pain. Too much is at stake for us to be consumed with these issues." You know,
of course he should have. I mean, he should have said that from the beginning. Sure.
Actually, what they ought to do is they ought to scroll a disclaimer before every speech. But I mean, part of it, that's what people like about him.
That's what I was going to say. This plays into my theory that he's nosediving his campaign because now he's alienating anybody who that was the part of him that they liked.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, okay.
Because he's turning tail, and that's the thing that some people would say. They said, you know, he says what he means, and he says what he wants, and no, he doesn't have to answer to anybody, and now he's apologizing. Those people are not going to be happy about it.
He did say that he likes making powerful people uncomfortable.
Right.
Even people in his own party.
And for people who are powerless or have less power, they like that.
Right.
They like the fact that
they like to see the big man get a little,
He has to squirm a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, well, we'll see how all that works. Let's see what else. Okay, so more stuff coming out on this $400 million cash payment to the Iranians for releasing the three American prisoners. Mm. And no doubt this is one more occasion where the Obama White House really messed this up.
Yeah.
What they should have done is said, yeah, you know what? We owe them the money, but they ain't getting their stinking money till they release the Americans because we're tough. But they didn't do that.
Right. Nope.
And now they're caught and they got to backtrack on it. And so that gives the Republicans a chance to pounce on them now over that, which, of course, they did. Paul Ryan said, today the State Department admitted what we've long suspected. The president and his administration have been misleading us since January about whether he ransomed the freedom of Americans unjustly imprisoned in Iran. Anyhow, if they just hadn't been so stupid about the way they handled it and then lied about it, that thing would pretty much be quiet by now.
Yeah, you know, so it's obvious what it is. And the thing is what I've noticed with Democrats in particular is that when somebody accuses them of anything, even if the evidence is undeniable, they just shrug it off and they say, oh, you're crazy. You're just crazy.
Sure.
Come on. No, that's not what we're doing.
And if you've got somebody who will, in the media, take up your mantle, then, you know, more power to you. But but why not be tough? I mean, is there a problem with the White House being tough? Couldn't you do that? That really is okay.
Yeah.
Anyhow, all right, from the Texas Tribune today, pitting Ted Cruz and Rick Perry against each other in a political survey, just the sort of silly clickbait pollsters and headline writers love to do. As we talked about yesterday, the Public Policy Council, a Democrat-leading firm, released the survey this week saying that Cruz would lose to former Governor Rick Perry in a hypothetical race. The Cruz spokesperson, Catherine Frazier, in responding to that, said, quote, polls more than 2 years away from an election are of no significant consequences and serve little more than to generate headlines to fill a news cycle.
I would have to agree.
Yeah.
So, but we'll, you know, and Rick likes it because, you know, he could be in the spotlight.
Yep.
So we'll see. Obviously, both of them very well known.
Mm-hmm.
Because Cruz out there, you know, on the stump talking a lot about this stuff, you know, drove around in his pickup truck and campaigned against David Dewhurst. And, of course, Rick Perry, governor of Texas for 46 years. And so.
Well, and again, it's just something for readers, something to wash their eyes and ears out
with. That's right.
Because a lot can happen in the next few years.
Well, and we're Texans. We don't want to have to talk about stinking national politics all the time.
We want to talk about Texas.
Yeah, that's right. So there we go. So we got some fodder for that.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5 foot Land Pride shredder, 5 foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595 minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normanton Tractor team. And don't forget, Normanton Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normanton Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normanton Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normanton Tractor in Normanton, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normantontractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normanton Tractor. Nobody.
Sorry about that. Okay, let me see. Let me, we'll find Neil and be ready to go in just a minute.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications. James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years of experience. For home and metal buildings, foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get a free estimate and list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
To the average gardener out on the street, this time of year would probably be last choice for pruning. Still, in spite of that, there are some really important forms of trimming that we all need to do as summer winds down. Without these, your landscape and garden may hurt from your neglect. I'll be back with details right after this message. Get in the swing of fall gardening with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, just $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, my newest book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order at neilsperry.com or by calling weekdays 800-752-GROW. Neil Sperry. By late summer, many of our shade trees have produced long, supple branches that are hanging down near the ground. Grass beneath them can hardly cope. In many cases, it's already thin and disappearing. Since we have several more weeks of good growing conditions for our warm season turf, it makes sense to remove those branches now to get more sunshine in underneath. Some trees will also have damaged or dead wood that wasn't there earlier. That's especially true of pecans, which always seem to be losing a branch or two. It's true of oaks, live oaks, that have squirrel damage. It's also true of plants that are still suffering drought damage from prior summers. Sometimes it's from shading. Sometimes it's twig girdles. Whatever the reason, the trees can be pruned now while you can easily distinguish dead branches from live ones. Try to finish that corrective pruning by the end of September or mid-October. Every autumn spells an onslaught of fall webworms, and you might as well expect it this year as well. They're literally everywhere most falls, and pecans, persimmons, mulberries, and others will be stripped of their foliage. Now, they don't kill your trees, but they make them look so ugly the rest of the growing season. It's easiest just to prune them out with a long-handled pole pruner. Nip out the growing tips, and they'll drop to the ground. If you let them go a couple of weeks, they'll be as big as pigs. You'll have a great big web that will really ruin the look of your landscape. Spraying is not effective on these things. How about root pruning? There are several plants that can benefit from this procedure. First and foremost would be any tree or shrub you intend to dig and transplant in the winter. By cutting lateral roots now with several good growing months ahead, you'll give them ample time to reestablish better root systems before you make the actual cuts. Use a sharpshooter spade to cut the lateral roots, but don't try to cut the actual tap root. Save that for the winter. You can also use root pruning to shock a lazy wisteria into blooming, or at least to try it. When you cut the roots, you send a message to the plant's command center saying that there's some type of problem out there. A plant's natural instinct is survival of the species. Most plants, when the roots have been pruned, will react by producing a greater number of flower buds. Try it. You have nothing to lose. It often works. By now, your spring flowering perennials probably look pretty tacky, whether it's hardy hibiscus, whatever it is. If it's beginning to die back, you can go ahead and trim it back and clean up that dead tissue, the brown leaves and stalks. Get them out of there and keep your garden looking better. That's the kind of pruning you can do right now. You can even shear and reshape annuals if you wish. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. As we gear up for the Ags football season starting September 3rd against UCLA, here's Zach Taylor with your Aggie football report.
In April, Jermaine Effetti became the fourth straight Aggie offensive lineman to be drafted in the first round of the NFL. Center Mike Matthews, a three-year starter, also left to pursue his professional career. And as you can imagine, that leaves a big void up front for the Ags. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on how the offensive line is shaping up for 2016.
Colton's been in there. We moved a couple guys around in there, just trying to get some looks and some reps at you know, who those guys are going to be. So whether it's, you know, Keaton or some of these other guys that have played, you know, Colton was here in January, so he had a great spring, and So he's benefited from the spring. He hadn't played for us in a game, but, you know, he's been through spring football, and some of the guys who played last year missed spring football with shoulder surgery. So, you know, Colton is holding his own, and like I said, you know, the next we'll know more this time next week.
Now, Colton is freshman Colton Prater, and Keaton is sophomore Keaton Sutherland. The guys will be back at it again this afternoon with an inter-squad scrimmage set for tomorrow at Kyle Field. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In other Aggie news, Texas A&M University Athletics and its multimedia rights holder Learfield's Texas A&M Ventures announced today an extension with College Station's own Bryan Broadcasting to remain the Aggies' flagship radio home for the next 5 years. Fans can continue to rely on News Talk 1620 WTAW and Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM to deliver quality broadcasts of Texas A&M game coverage and related programming through 2021. In Major League Baseball,
well hit the left field. Could it be two home runs tonight for JJ? Indeed it is. It is out, and in two consecutive at bats, JJ Hardy has homered.
JJ Hardy and Chris Davis each hit two of Baltimore's six home runs. Hyunsoo Kim had a career high four hits, and the Orioles beat rookie Joe Musgrove and the skidding Houston Astros 13-5 last night. Alex Bregman and AJ Reed homered for the Astros at Camden Yards. They've lost five straight. The Astros look to turn it around tonight in Baltimore against the Orioles at 6:05 p.m. The Rangers had the night off but begin a three-game series with the Rays today in Tampa Bay at 6:10. Pre-game's at 5:30, and you can catch all that action on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. An email Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesley sent last month to the president of the University of Houston says the conference has, quote, finalized our procedures for consideration of potential new members. The email was first reported by ESPN Thursday and later obtained by the Associated Press. In the NFL, former Baylor Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Rob Griffin III threw two touchdown passes in the first half of his home debut for the Cleveland Browns 23-13 exhibition loss to the Atlanta Falcons last night. Browns receiver Corey Coleman, the team's top draft pick out of Baylor, has yet to play in the preseason because of a left hamstring injury. Also in the NFL, Steelers linebacker James Harrison now says he's willing to meet with the NFL to discuss an alleged link to performance-enhancing drugs. However, the meeting would be 5 days after an August 25th deadline the league has imposed while threatening him and three other players with indefinite suspensions. Green Bay's Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers and free agent Mike Neal were also threatened with suspensions unless they speak with the league about the alleged link. In Rio, the United States managed a sweep of the gold medals in the men's and women's 400-meter hurdles. Two-time world champion Karan Kelmont finished first in the men's final. Dalia Muhammad took the women's event in 53.13 seconds, while teammate Ali Spencer earned bronze. Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt and U.S. decathlete Ashton Eaton were among yesterday's winners at the Rio Olympics. Bolt claimed his eighth career Olympic gold medal by winning the 200 in 19.78 seconds, more than half a second slower than his own world record of 19.19. Eaton clinched his second consecutive decathlon gold medal with a strong finish in the 1500 meters. And Rio police aren't buying Ryan Lochte's allegation that he and three teammates were robbed at gunpoint last weekend, saying there was no such incident. Instead, officials say the intoxicated athletes vandalized a gas station bathroom and were questioned by armed guards before they paid for the damage and left. One Brazilian police official told the Associated Press yesterday that two of the swimmers said Lochte had made up the story and that the gas station manager actually demanded money from them to pay for the door. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There are a lot of job sites you can choose from.
And they all offer an insane array of choices and options.
But when I'm looking to hire a new employee,
I go to the site that specializes in local jobs and local job seekers.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Nobody connects local job seekers with local jobs more often or better.
It's comprehensive, fast, easy to use. I can find local resumes and get local applicants quickly. Find a great employee from the community you love. Your community.
Our community.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If you're like most, when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979-279-3003. Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for your Ace repair today.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Spa from The Med. We're going to have a happiness quiz. We're going to talk about the heat stroke from one of our physicians at The Med. And we're going to find out foods that help us de-stress.